Thank you for calling Florida Diamond Center. This is Nathan. How can I help you?
Hey, Nate. It's Emery from RDI. How are you, my friend?
Hey, man. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. How did we make out with the client that was looking for the lab radiance and the emerald?
They ended up picking the ring that they were looking at natural in store over the lab.
Okay.
Because they were asking which one would basically hold its value more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a no-brainer. It's definitely going to be the natural. That's a no-brainer, yeah. Okay, that's not an issue. Is there anything else that I can help you out with? We did get more discounted jewelry pieces into the store today. So we have tennis bracelets discounted. We have straight-line necklaces, graduated necklaces, natural lab, et cetera. Is there anything else in particular I can help you out with?
I don't right now at this second, but I'll give you a call today. I'm supposed to meet up with someone to discuss making a ring. If I think that you can source me something, I'll either hit you up an email or call you from the phone number on the email you gave me.
Okay, cool. Is there anything, just so I can be prepared, is there anything kind of spec-wise that we can have an idea on, or is it just we don't
I
know
think
nothing
it's,
for now?
I think it's a 1.5 carat elongated radiant that they were looking for, lab-grown.
Lab-grown?
VVS, yeah, VVS D to F color.
Okay, let me see what I can look for you right now. It's 1.5 carat.
Yeah.
Let's stretch it to 1.6. And it was a lab radiance elongated?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a look. VVS?
Yeah.
Okay. They were pretty stern on VVS? VS1 would have worked?
Not super stern. I mean, VS1 would work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back it down to VS1. Let's see what we got. I do have one in stock. Actually, let's double check. I do have a GVS1 in stock.
Okay.
Was there a budget that you discussed with the client?
No, I mean, he's a very close family friend to the owner, so it's something that I always try to give him really good deals, and the owner has asked me to obviously, like, check with other people as well. I might as well call or tell you what we're looking for, and if you can beat whatever price I find later, then you know we can do a deal.
Gotcha. Okay. So for now, I do have a 1.5 carat a GVS1, and it was a GI cert, and it is elongated, radiant. It is coming in at 9,300.
$9,300.
Yeah, I don't know why is this...
For a lab?
Yeah, I don't know why this is... I feel like that should not be a thing. Give me one second.
That definitely shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm able to find 1.5 carats for like $700-$800 sometimes.
Yeah, I know. That's... Give me one sec. Lab.
Actually, no. Sometimes it's even cheaper.
I know. That was...
Yeah, it's usually like...
That must have been a natural...
Carat.
Yeah, that was a natural. My apologies.
That
was a natural.
It would make sense. Natural.
My apologies. Yeah, I'm still trying. I'm waking up a little bit, so I apologize.
It's okay,
so I have a 2-carat actually, a 2.03 carat. It's an E color VVS2.
Okay.
And that is elongated radiance, and that's at 863. And if price was the ultimate kind of decision factor, I could likely get that down a little bit as well.
Okay.
I have a 2. Let me just check who's got this. I have a 2.08 VS1 for $624.
Okay.
And then I have a pricing wise that would be the best. So it's either the 2.08 VS1 for $624 or the 2.03 carat VVS2 for $863.
Okay. Okay, no worries.
And again, if price was the... It sounds like you're just trying to help the buddy out, so I could talk to my supervisor, see if I can get this down a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. You think if I could knock out, like, $100 off of this, we'd be able to run it?
I mean, that would definitely be in the run if you could knock, like, $100 or so off. Like, realistically, I can get stuff, like, as cheap as 150 a carat up to, like, 250 a carat for most lab stuff. So that's normally what I've been paying around. I did... recently get I got a 5.02 carat radiant elongated I made a whole wedding ring for $2,100. I think the stone itself was $220 a carat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the stone cost us $1,100 for a 5.02 carat. So the only thing is, sometimes they just take a bit longer to get back to me if I'm on deadline. Sometimes I talk to the customer about.
Yeah. See, that's
something
that costs
a little more for premium.
Yeah, I get you. One of the person working with us, we're the biggest wholesaler in the country. So I have the 203 ready to go. I have the 208 ready to go. I have another 208 ready to go.
Okay.
All around that 600 price point. And I could, again, if it sounds like price is the ultimate factor. So let me talk to my supervisor, see if I can get this down a little bit more. I have been able to in the past. If I could do that for you, would this kind of be a go if I get this down?
It wouldn't be a go, but it would be an up and run. Like, I would definitely let them know that this is an option I found, and if that's the best one, then we'll definitely go. Like, I wouldn't say a go as in, like, send it on or anything, but it would definitely be a runner in the race.
Okay, absolutely. When is the client coming in? You said earlier or later today?
Yeah, it's going to be probably around 2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock? Okay, so just in a few hours. Okay,
yeah.
I will. I'll keep this noted. I'm going to speak to my supervisor, try to get this down for you. And then I'll shoot you an email or maybe send you shoot you another call to see what I got.
Okay.
All right. Oh, sound good?
All right. Cool, man.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.